much more when it does. It will even up the score, don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
That will even the score.
When love is gone. And the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more when it does.
And when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
There'll be times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more when it does.
When it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Morning and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. It's Ranch Wrangler Richard. We are coming to you live from a beautiful radio ranch. The sun is up. The sky is blue. What a beautiful day. The snow is melting. It's almost like spring. We've still got a couple weeks till then, but what a beautiful day outside. And so we thank you, Remnant, for joining us here this morning. We'll have the phone lines open up in a few minutes and see if you have any questions or comments you want to talk about today. Well, good morning, John.
Good morning.
And good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
And we say good morning to you, Holy Spirit. And the program is Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. I think we've got our coffee, and we've got our Bibles, and we're going to open up with prayer. John, do you want to take that honor again this morning and open us up in prayer?
Sure. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for another day, another morning, another chance to do your work. So, Father, we ask that you grant us a special anointing, that you guide and direct us, give us wisdom and understanding. Father, that you give us a spirit of insight, Lord, that we would touch on the topics that you want brought before your people, the remnant. Father, we just pray that you would convict those that are yours out there, that maybe the Holy Spirit's revealed something to them that's beneficial to the remnant, that they wouldn't hold it in, that they would just call and share it with your people. So we ask for that, Lord. We ask for your direction. Two or more are gathered, you're there also. And we say, come, Lord Jesus, be our guest
yes.
this morning. Bring your myriads of angels, Father, and let this program this morning be pleasing to you. Father, show us how these things that are going on in the world tie into your prophetic plan for your people. And Father, I pray that your people would not once again fall asleep as the watchman over the house of Israel, that they would not believe that just because we have won election that the victory is ours, because there are those that come only to steal, to kill, and destroy, and they're still out there, and that's what they're continuing to do, Father. Their desire is for a globalist economy, one world government, and a one world religion. And it's not the religion of Christianity, Father. But we know that your word is true. We've read the end of the book. We know that we win. So, Father, we just ask that the Holy Spirit would guide and direct us and show us what it is that you would have us to do. We say, here we are, Lord, use us. What is it thou wouldest have thy servant do? But we claim this country back to the service of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. And, Father, after this country, you tell us which one next to claim back to the service of you. But we can't do it ourselves, Lord. We humbly fall upon our faces and cry out for wisdom and understanding. Father, that you would open the doors that need to be opened and close the doors that need to be closed. And Father, that they would put the fear of God back in these people, Lord. That's one thing that's missing in this country, is people don't fear you anymore. So, Father, bring us to that place where our families are in order, Lord. The churches are in order, so that we can bring these wicked judges that serve their father, the devil, Lucifer, Satan, Father, that we can bring them before the courts of heaven, and that you will judge them, just as your word says, when our obedience is complete, you will judge those who are disobedient, those who hate you and hate your people. That's our ultimate desire, Father. Help us to love you with all of our heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And the phone is ringing over there, so give us just a second. We'll get over and get the buttons pushed, and we'll start out with a caller this morning. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers. Good morning. Are you there?
Hey there. This is Stock in Florida.
Did you say Scott?
Doc.
Doc. Good morning, Doc, in Florida.
Well, I just wanted to thank you guys for all the good work that you're doing, and I wanted to say that I'm truly inspired from Pastor Peters and all of his work, and I listen to the Radio Ranch Wranglers every weekend.
Okay. Well, great. Where are you calling from in Florida, Doc?
I'm from Central Florida, around Ocala area.
Beautiful place down there. Rolling green hills and horses all over the place. Well, thanks for calling in and letting everybody know. We certainly give the glory to God, but as Pastor taught us, when you put truth out, that truth resonates with His people. It His people know it when they hear it.
Amen.
Well, I was particularly inspired as when Dr. Pastor Peters, he would talk about the dirty birds in our lives, and how we had a part in being deceived. And after I heard it about a dozen times, it was like a slap in the face of, oh, I can't sit here and just be deceived. I have to let that Holy Spirit shine through and say, something's going on here, and you can't just believe what you're told.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, Doc, do you get our...
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, do you get our Dragon Slayer newsletter?
No, I want to sign up for it. Maybe I...
Let me give you the...
Yeah, I have a...
can I give you the office number? And if you want to call back in about an hour, about this time after the top of the hour, and I'll be glad to get your name and address and send you one. Because it ties in, this last newsletter ties right in with what you're talking about not being deceived. Would that work?
That would work just great. I have a pencil and piece of paper ready.
Okay, Doc, our office number is area code 307-742-7582. Again, that's 742-7582.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah, give us a call and we'll get you signed up and get you one out in the mail.
That's beautiful. Well, thank you so much for taking my call today.
All right, Doc. Have a blessed day.
Thanks, Doc.
You too. Bye-bye.
I was telling John before the broadcast started, got a call from a man in Texas on Thursday. And he had gotten a new satellite system and was kicking through it and came over to, I think it's Galaxy 19, whatever it is that we're on up on the free-to-air audio satellite. And he said he heard Pastor's teachings, and he said he just sat down and listened, and he said he had the call. He finally got the number, got to the website, and called in, and we talked for about a half hour. And he said, you know, he said he's down in Southwest Texas, and he said he's been believing and trying to tell people this Anglo-Israel message and the true gospel of Jesus Christ, he said, for the last 30 years. And he said he thought he was the only one out there because he couldn't stand to go to the churches and just hear this, basically try to be deceived. They would deceive. And he said it was like a breath of fresh air. But said for 30 years, he's been knowing this and thought he was the only one out there. And, so we talked about the website and moved around a few places there. So he said he was going to be going through that and be calling back. And it was sure encouraging to me, just like here from Doc, that the word gets out. And Remnant, that's the Remnant that supports us. You have a big part in that, in providing the ways and means and the funds to continue to allow that gospel message to go out 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on shortwave, on internet, all over the world. And certainly all over the country, Texas and Florida, and of course California and Alaska, and all over. And it was sure encouraging to me to hear and to be reminded that God has His at least 7,000 that haven't bowed their knee to Baal, that have had their eyes opened, that see at least part of what is going on, and that aren't just taken in by these deceivers, these dirty birds in the pulpits of so many of these false churches in the land today. And I mentioned that newsletter, Volume 2, is entitled Testing the Spirits. And it is a way, if you'll read this, it is a way to do that very thing, to not be deceived by something you hear, or something you feel, or something you think, no matter who has said it. If I've said it, or your preacher that you go listen to on Sunday, or if it's just a thought that's coming to your head, test the spirits. The Bible tells us to do that. It's an excellent article. It's in this Volume 2, Dragon Slayer, and it's been mailed out. It's been emailed out. If you'd like to have it, you can contact us. Our address is Scriptures for America, P.O. Box 766, LaPorte, Colorado, 80535, and we'll be glad to send you one.
Yeah, that's a good lead-up to this story that I have. As a lot of you know, that I meet on Wednesday mornings, 6 o'clock in the morning, with between 10 and 16 men for a prayer breakfast, and we're holding each other accountable for reading the Bible in a year with the Bible reading plan that Scriptures for America has come out with regarding topics this year. And one of the things that someone had sent me was liberal churches thrive in Trump era. And I was reading this article, and I was just getting infuriated because this is a quote that was in there. It says, I feel like a lot of folks have experienced what they describe as an earthquake in their lives, Assistant Minister Sean Neil Barron said Sunday. Sunday service helps to settle the nerves of people who until November 9th thought the country was bending along their moral arc. Well, what he meant was that they were acceptant and tolerant of sin. And that kind of sparked me to send a reply and look up some scriptures. And some of the scriptures I found, 2 Timothy 4:3, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires. And then I put on there, I have news for you. That time is here. Hebrews 13:7 through 9. Remember those who led you, who spoke the word of God to you, and considering the result of their conduct, imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Do not be carried away by varied and strange teachings, for it is good for the heart to be strengthened by grace, not by foods through which those who were so occupied were not benefited. And then got a couple other ones. Revelation 3:15. I know your deeds, that you're neither hot nor cold. I wish that you were cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot or cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. And Mark 7:9 really hits home on this one, I think. But in vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines of precepts of men, neglecting the commandments of God. You hold to the traditions of men. He was also saying to them, you are experts at setting aside the commandments of God in order to keep your tradition. And then at the end of that I wrote, well, if you don't like it, take it up with God, because he wrote it. So,
amen.
Then I got a bunch of positive responses from people, but then, you know, you read on in this article, and you know why. Reverend Gretchen Haley took the stage to welcome the new congregants.
Yeah.
And then reading on further, Reverend Amanda Henderson, Executive Director of Interfaith Alliance of Colorado, said that she doesn't know of any studies looking directly into the attendance, but she's heard that there's growth in the Unitarian. See, this church is a Unitarian Universalist church, and they basically say that not only do they cater to Christians, but to atheists, immigrants, Muslims, the thought that came to my mind when I'm reading that was, what did our pastor say? You may love your pastor now,
right,
but you're going to hate him on Judgment Day.
Yep, and that's just, that ties right in, John, with what you said when you read that scripture, that, oh, you've heaped upon yourselves people that just tell you what you want to hear, and those people are in the pulpit, and they tell you that what you're doing is right, because people are doing what's right in their own eyes. And they're putting those sweet words out there, those sloppy agape words that are just, it sounds so good. Jesus loved. We're to love. And, oh, we just, we welcome everybody. Jesus welcomed everybody. We welcome everybody. And you're absolutely right. It may sound good today. It may make you feel good today. But you're going to hate them on Judgment Day. And you're going to stand there, if you're taken in, if you are deceived, if you're taken in by, as Doc said, these dirty birds in the false church, the false churches of today. And how much more false can a Christian church be than to put an Antichrist name in front of it and call it a Judeo-Christian church? Because Judaism denies Jesus Christ. And so you may love it today, but on Judgment Day, you just may hear those words, and we don't want you to hear those words that Christ says, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. I don't want to hear those words.
Yep.
I don't want you to hear those words, Renner. Our pastor didn't want you to hear those words, and he doesn't want your family and your friends to hear those words. But that's going to be the end result. That's going to be the end result. You read there in Mark 7:9 about neglecting the commandments of God. Jesus Christ did not neglect the commandments of God. He expanded on them. He taught them better. He taught about the spirit of the commandments and not just the letter of the commandments. But he himself said, don't think I didn't come. I came to abolish the law. He said he came to fulfill it. He came to show it to us. That law was our tutor to Christ. But it doesn't get thrown out. And those commandments of God are still there. And Jesus just expanded on it and just showed not a different way, but in a better way. Love God with all your heart, mind, and soul. And love your neighbors yourself. And there's a lot there, but you do have to know there are some that are neighbors and there are some that are not. Anyway.
Shows me he's separating the sheep from the goats. And no longer will he tolerate churches of Laodicea or lukewarm.
The lukewarm.
And it's the parable of the wheat and the tares, too. All the tares are gathering together
so that they're
easy to identify.
Yeah, they sure are.
You know, on that day of judgment, it's not going to, there won't be any friendly fire between those who are Jesus Christ and those who aren't, because he's separating them right now. So praise the Lord. That's all I can say.
Amen. And you mentioned that.
Jason, did you see? Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Jason, did you see that the new Interior Secretary, Zinke, I don't know anything about him, but anyways, the very first thing he did when they swore him in was repeal Obamanation's lead ammunition ban.
Yes.
Apparently, that was something that was enacted the day after he left office.
Yep.
It was, according to the National Rifle Association.
The way I understand it, too, yeah.
Yeah, a parting shot. But, which basically, from what I know, you might know more about it, but basically it was it's all by design to get rid of ammunition, but it was, designed so that all the ammo had to be eco-friendly. You could no longer use lead. So like for bird hunting and pheasant hunting, you couldn't use shotgun shells with lead shot. And, but if you think about that, all of a sudden, those things are banned, and now you have to go register and purchase the eco-friendly ammo and all that. But the good news is that this is the second firearms ban that the Obamanation had put in place that this administration has canceled with a phone and a pen.
Yes.
So that's something to rejoice about, I think.
Oh, I think it is. And if you look at one of the other things that it was going to do, I mean, talk about gun control. You can control the guns. You can control the ammo. They've tried that. One of the things that would have come out about it is eco-friendly ammo. As you were talking about an increase in 300% in shotgun shells. You were talking about an increase in ammunition for, let's say, 223 or 308, and it would have been about a 300% increase in price. You know, if you're paying 33 cents a round, you're going to be paying a dollar a round. Basically, just pricing it out of the market where people can't afford to get it, can't afford to use it. And, you know, then it still comes down, how much would they be able to produce? Nobody's set up to be able to produce ammo that way.
Yep.
You know, right now, basically all your bullet companies are using a lead extrusion process here in the United States, which, you know, is basically taking a chunk of lead wire in a jacket and blading it through to make a lead core bullet. Other than that, the only way to make these bullets is on a lathe type system where they would be solid brass or copper or bronze or something like that. And they're saying that, copper can technically be considered toxic, that even if you're using a solid copper bullet, which would have been the next cheapest probably alternative, then they're saying that wouldn't have met the regulations or the new regulations for being eco-friendly.
Right.
So they really never came out and said what they were going to do or how they were going to do it. But it was definitely an attack on basically trying to disarm people.
Yeah. The other thing that I read that possible that they open the smelting plant again in this country now that the EPA has been
Yeah, so
that could actually lower the price of
I hope it does
ammunition.
Back down.
Right.
It needs to do a correction and get back to where it should be, you know. Yeah. I mean,
And it's interesting too.
The other thing,
look at, you know, what's going on as far as this warfare goes. I mean, you know, I mean, we can see it right now. This last week, the Mexican government decided that they're going to spend $50 million to beef up its legal aid to immigrants that are in the United States, and all 50 of the Mexican consulates in the United States on Friday, they launched legal assistance programs with nonprofit groups in the United States to provide free legal counsel to try and to fight against all the exportation stuff that's coming into effect.
Yeah, it may come down to a bunch of ranchers with stock trailers and real men that will help this administration export those that need to be exported. I was reading about that gang, the MS-13 gang, that's all through our country now because most of them have come in from El Salvador and stuff, and they are the most filthy, disgusting, Satan-worshipping gang that you can imagine, and some of the crimes that they've committed in this country already are horrendous.
Yes.
You can't even talk about it. So don't let your guard down at all, ever, because they're everywhere.
Amen. Amen, they are.
The other thing that the ban that they struck down from the abomination was he had put a ban in place apparently for they called it the Social Security ban, but essentially what it was the older Americans with disabilities, ex-veterans and things like that were not allowed to purchase firearms, and they just reverse that as well. So there's some good things happening. Obviously, you know, the biggest problem, I think, with the Trump administration is that you have Judeo-Christian leadership that's guiding and directing them. And he's trying, I think he's trying to learn, you know, about Christianity. And obviously the fact that his wife said the Lord's Prayer at the beginning of a rally is significant. That's huge. But I think we need to continue to just pray for him, Lord, that he would have eyes to see,
yes,
and ears to hear. And I would love to have him convicted to the point where he would understand that he has to repent of the things that's happened in his life before and be baptized for the remission of sins in the name of Jesus Christ. And what a difference that would make to have a president who was actually baptized and received the gift of the Holy Spirit. And so I think that's what we ought to be praying. But
amen.
One of the neat things about this Ryan Zinke guy is he was an ex-SEAL, ex-Navy SEAL. So pretty sure they're not going to push him around too much. But, you know, we really have to be praying. I think this deal where Abomination is he's renting a mansion that's 8,000 square feet just a couple of miles from the White House. And now his main advisor, Valerie Jarrett, who's nothing but a Muslim, who brought the Muslim Brotherhood into the federal government in positions of authority, specifically Department of Homeland Security, which we've talked about before, but there was no less than 8 Muslims in positions, high-ranking positions of authority in the Department of Homeland Security. But their goal, you got to remember that still 40 to 50% of the people in this country are psychotic and believe in this new world order, and they're leftists, and they don't fear God. And that's the biggest thing, is they don't fear God. And if us as Christians, if we don't continue the same effort that we did over the last 8 years, this is temporary. And I got news for you. The next president on the left is going to make Hillary Clinton look like a choir girl. They're already talking about Michelle Abomination trying to raise her up. So don't let down your guard.
I'm not convinced of her.
What's that?
I'm not convinced it's a her.
Well, yeah, no kidding. You're not wrong there either.
Yeah, there's a lot more evidence to that than we imagine too.
Yeah,
but
I saw another interesting thing that kind of hitting home coming back to Wyoming this week that the court rules that Wyoming wolves be stripped of federal protections, and they did that this week. It started back in 2012. It's been going on for 2012, but Wyoming basically was saying, hey, they said, you know, we've got enough wolves in the state of Wyoming where they should not be on the endangered species list at all. And actually, that's when Wyoming removed them off the state's endangered species list. And basically what it comes down to is they said, we got to be able to manage them. It's been tied up in federal court for the last couple of years. And they just had a ruling on it this week, and they feds went ahead and dropped it. They said, "Hey, you guys can manage it." And so that's a big, huge deal for the state of Wyoming because it's gotten to the point where there's people that are having problems with their losing their animals due to these wolves, and they haven't been manageable. So that's that was kind of exciting. Also, they got a lot of controversy over the whole deal because there was all kinds of rallies and stuff trying to fight it and trying to stop it. That was something that was turned back over to the state of Wyoming this week. So that was a huge deal, also.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah, that is huge.
And it is encouraging to see things like that the control is given back over to the state. I think that highlights that change of the spirit in the land. It's the way of thinking is changing with the people. Now, is it going to change overnight? Is it going to be a complete 180-degree change in everything? No, but I think it shows progress. It does. We've had reports of around here, the majority of the wolves in Wyoming, they have them up in the north, in the northwest and in the northeast areas. Further north, but there have been several reports of pairs of wolves in this area, and they haven't had wolves in this area this far south in this southeast corner of Wyoming for since the Western days, literally since the cowboy and Indian days. So it is an issue. And it should be encouraging to all of us to see that that's happening.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys saw this too, though. I think in retaliation to President Trump's announcement of the wall in Mexico, looks like Tijuana released 143 million gallons, a tsunami of raw sewage waste down the Tijuana River. Right into the Atlantic Ocean, and I think it's Atlantic, might be Pacific, I don't know. But anyways, it's so bad that people were complaining about the stench and everything, and they tested the water, and they had to close the beaches. They got big signs that keep out sewage-contaminated water. I mean, these are beaches in San Diego and Baja California, and so, and they're saying that it was an act of war. Basically,
yeah, that lets you know it's they are a filthy people. They are what the Bible calls unclean, and it's unclean in more than one way. But I think that certainly applies. And they are. How many times have we talked about that very thing? You because we've been invaded in Colorado and Wyoming and most of all the other states. The filthiness that these people have just can't help but come out. You see it in public restrooms and gas stations and different places that they are a filthy people. That's one of the reasons they don't have God's blessings. Just one.
Where's Nebraska, right? Nebraska's in the center of the country, but there's a place there called Lake McConaughey, which it's deemed the poor man's Caribbean, 110 miles of white sand beach, and it's an affordable place, A lot of people can't afford to go to the Caribbean and things like that. Well, this is the closest thing to the Caribbean. It's white sand, like I said, 110 miles of white sand beach. But I tell you what, I think it was Labor Day, we went out there just for the weekend, and I don't know that I'll go back because we had stayed there in the campground, and you go into the restrooms there, and they have signs, please throw the toilet paper in the toilet, you know, in 18 different languages, and there's toilet paper and crap all over everywhere. And then there's no toilet paper left in there because they steal it and take it back to them. And then actually boating on the reservoir, it looks like you're in a third world country. You'll see there's these temporary shacks that are built out of plywood and tarps. And it's sad because this is our country. We better fight and start taking it back because our federal government's the one who's bussed these people into all of our towns,
yes,
all through this whole country for this reason. And they don't want to assimilate.
No.
They want to change everything. The ones who are honest will tell you point blank, they want Sharia law. They want this to be a Muslim nation. And I don't know about you, but I'll fight to my last breath before that happens.
Yep.
Well, it's the same way with the invaders from the south.
To their last breath first.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
What's that? Yeah, let's take theirs first. Yeah.
Fight to their last breath. That's right. And then keep on. And that Aslatan, that reconquering, reconquista from the south, for the south and the southwest, that hasn't gone away. Just because Wolf Blitzer or Cooper or whoever's not talking about it every day on the news doesn't mean that's gone away. That's still their plan, is to come in and to reconquer at least the southwest part of the United States. And so far, the Judeo-Christian churches, the Catholic services, and these things that sound good. Oh, it sounds so good. We're just helping these poor unfortunates. Well, no, you're not. You're working for the other side. You're allowing, you are an enemy of the United States. You're an enemy of United States citizens. You're an enemy of people that live here, that were born here, that work here and contribute to society. You're an enemy to them when you bring in these invaders. Yes, America was formed by one of the largest mass migrations that ever occurred in history, but it was when people of the same type came from the European nations, from Scandinavia, from Germany, from Italy, from England and Scotland and Ireland and those Germanic nations, when they immigrated to this country to become Americans and to do, as you said, John, to assimilate in and to learn the language and to be a productive member of society, a law-abiding member of society. And that is immigration. But when you have a people that come in that bring their filth with them, that bring their ways, their languages, and they demand that they be able to retain them here, and that the land they go into has to change to accommodate them. And they come in as lawless, and they do what they want to do, and they don't regard the law of the land or the people of the land. See, that's called invasion. We have to remember that. And that's what we've been... involved in, is an absolute invasion of the ungodly, of the unclean, and the dirty birds in the pulpits here, goes all the way back to Doc calling from Florida, the dirty birds in the pulpits here have been deceiving the people into thinking bringing these invaders in is good and Christian. And it couldn't be further from the truth.
Yeah, amen. Well, the reality is a lot of the Judeo-Christian churches have got rich doing it. The federal government, they've hoarded themselves to the federal government to bring these immigrants in and to resettle them. I mean, even in Wyoming there, we had a place we were renting, and Jason was taking calls on that. And boy, if you want to rent it to the federal government to house some immigrants, you can rent your place in 30 seconds. You got 100 calls for that. And, you know, the day's coming, or at least it sure was on the horizon, to where you couldn't discriminate against people like that. And I got news for you. You rent to somebody like that, you might as well burn the place when you're done.
Yes.
Absolutely. No, I mean, it's part of that war. That's what people got to get in their head, that it is a war. It's a war that is against America, and it's against our race of people. It's and it's they're being used as weapons of warfare.
Yes. Yeah, it is. Pastor wrote about it.
This is interesting. I just seen the headline. I've been thinking of this for the longest time. We don't have to build a 30-foot wall. We don't have to build a 100-foot wall. We don't have to build multiple walls. All we have to do is electrify it with 480. But anyways, this Hungary builds border fence able to electrocute refugees. So see, they put up these chain link fences because they're somewhat economical. But now they're electrifying them to the fact that you touch that thing, you're done. That's it.
Yeah.
In reality, that's pretty dang smart.
Yeah. You talk to service members, people that have been in the service, that have been to the border between North and South Korea, for example, in the demilitarized zone, and they do not have a big problem with people passing through that border. Okay. Because there's razor wire on both sides, and there's mines in the middle, and towers with people with fully automatic machine guns in there, and if you're in that demilitarized zone, you're in the middle of that border between the border of North and South Korea. Zip bang, you don't make it through. It's a rarity when someone makes it all the way through there. I went to high school with a young man, and he went into the Marines, and he was stationed there for several years. And it is literally at times like a war zone, but it's very effective. It is.
Well, the good news is just the new policies in effect, and the fact that there's a threat that if you're caught in this country illegally, you will be deported. The fact that they're starting to crack down on employers that are hiring illegal aliens. I'm going to call them immigrants. They're aliens.
They are aliens.
And that alone has cut, from what I was reading, the flow of illegal aliens trying to get into this country in half already. I mean, a lot of these temporary detention centers that they put up that they had to just to be able to deal with the influx of these illegal aliens coming in, they're starting to take them down. They're starting to fortify the borders more. They're hiring more border patrol agents and things like that, and that's all good things.
Yeah.
And we can't really fix the problem within the country until we stop the hemorrhaging of the enemy coming in.
Right.
So
yeah, you think about a boat. How about if you're in a boat and you're out in the water and the boat's got a leak? Okay. You can bail all day long. You can throw water out, but you better fix the leak, right? You better stop the water from coming into the boat if you ever want to get ahead of the game, or you're going to be bailing forever until you can't bail anymore. You have to fix the leak. And John, along the lines of those illegals, saw a news report yesterday. Fewer jobless people in states where they screen the illegals from the job interviews. And they have this system that came in last year. It's called Verify. And it's been around for about 10 years, but they had about, they're reporting that 12 of the 15 states that passed these new measures where employers have to use this E-Verify. And basically, it's just like looking at a Social Security card. It's just making sure that an employee or a prospective employee is in the country legally, either a U.S. citizen or has gone through the legal steps to be able to work here. And when they've done that, 12 of the 15 states that did that saw a drop in unemployment larger than the national average. So the states that are doing that, that are using E-Verify, that are saying, hey, wait a minute, are you in this country illegally? If you are, you can't come to the job fair, you can't fill out an application, you can't compete with the other people in this state that are wanting to work. And you can't get unemployment. And those states have seen an increase. They've seen a positive job growth. that, again, outpaces the national average, and they have less unemployment than the national average. And so, see, it shows that it works. That it's not that, oh, you can't do anything about it. It's not that, well, they do all the jobs that Americans don't want to do. You cut those benefits, and you use things. There are tools that are even out there that work. But you're talking about over 8 million additional aliens that are on record of arriving over the last 9 years, just on record. And when you have about 4 million young Americans entering the job market, whether it's like our teenagers that get out of school and want a summer job before college, or that are going to school and then are out of school with a degree, a 2-year or 4-year degree, and wanting to go to work, or they go to a trade school and want to go to work, there's about 4 million of those per year that kick in. But when you have another million a year here illegally, well, that is competition. It really is.
Yeah, I'm reading more about this fence in Hungary. It says 10 kilometers of the new structure has been completed, but officials say the remaining 140 kilometers along the border with Serbia will be finished in the next 2 months, built largely by prison inmates. Oh, what a concept. Well, finally, Europe's waking up, and they're actually taking things, matters into their own hands. They no longer care what the EU has to say. They're protecting their citizens. So, and that may be what has to happen in this country. Don't know. Time will tell.
Amen. Amen. Well, when his people return to him, if they would do that, if they would get the Bible off the shelf, wipe the dust off of it, open it up, and start reading, they would see. And they would read that his ways are right, meaning God, meaning Jesus Christ. His ways are right. Allah's ways are not right. Buddha's ways are not right. Shinto and atheism, those ways are not right. His, God, Jesus Christ, his ways are right, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. There's a certain amount of humility that has to be there, and we've talked about it before. You can humble yourself before God, or you can be humbled before God. And that works for each and every one of us. That works for an individual, and it works for a nation. And the nation can either humble itself before God. The story of Jonah going to Nineveh. And Nineveh was not even a Hebrew or a nation of true Israel. When they went to Nineveh, and when he came up, God set it up so that he could get their attention. And when that great fish spit Jonah up on the beach, and he goes walking around, hey, 40 days, and God is going to destroy Nineveh. Well, those people repented. They heard the call, and they repented in sackcloth and ashes and fasting and prayer, and God heard that. And for that generation, those people in Nineveh were spared. They changed. They turned from their wicked ways. And God heard their cry. Now, a couple generations later, that same place was destroyed because that generation would not return to God, that would not turn back to God. And we see that very thing here. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, is the Lord Jesus Christ. And this nation was blessed when his word, his law, was the law of the land. It was taught in the schools. It was prayed. It was the businesses were run that way. The entire economic system was run that way. And there were blessings.
Yeah.
We can get back to
that. This was another encouraging story. Planned Parenthood says never in their history have they faced such opposition and danger of being eradicated.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Tell you what, we get
Let the enemies of God know.
Cut them off from their God.
Amen.
Satan, which is nothing more than sacrificing children to Moloch.
Amen.
And they'll never again hold power in this country, at least. So
Amen.
We need to keep pounding it, keep praying.
You read in Psalms, David says, "Do I not hate those that hate thee, O Lord?" And you got to remember, this was a positive thing about David. This is not David in sinning with Bathsheba. This is not David in a bad time. This is a good time of David, who is a type of Christ, saying, "Do I not hate those that hate thee, O Lord? I hate them with the utmost hatred." With the utmost hatred. And that is how Christians today need to imitate the type of Christ that David was when it comes to that Planned Parenthood. Because it is murder. That is what abortion is, and it is that ungodly, that Molech worship. You read through our Bible reading plan. You're getting started today. Actually, you're ending up this week ends with the beginning of Exodus, and you start reading here about the children of Israel, God bringing His people out of that captivity, and then as you read on a little bit further, you'll see that. That's what the other people of the lands were doing, is they were sacrificing their children to Molech. They would sacrifice their children. They would kill their baby children. And that was displeasing, of course, to God. And it was an abomination. And he said that that thought never occurred to him. That is something he would never do. And yet the people do it. And It is still an abomination to God, and the Christians today, that lukewarm is fading away, and oh, the day when people say, and I look forward to the day if that term Planned Parenthood ever comes up, that my children can say, "Dad, what was that?" And we can just say, "Well, son or daughter, or grandson or granddaughter, that was
evil.
Evil. That was ungodly. That was something that, thank God above, we eradicated out of this land, and it pleased God when we did it." That is Jesus Christ of the Bible, folks.
Amen. I can't think of one single thing that would probably please Him more than that.
Then every abortion clinic closed down. Then every thought of Planned Parenthood wiped from our history, wiped from our memory, wiped from our land, because that's all it is. It sounds good. Oh, we provide services, medical services to underprivileged women, and blah, 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 blah. It sounds good. It's murder and death. Doesn't it say that Satan disguises himself as an angel of light to where it looks good? It sounds good. Oh, in our society, we must have this. No, we don't. We must not have this, Christians. We must not. Well, guys, we're about out of time. I don't know about you. My coffee cup's about empty. And I'm looking at the clock, and we're fast running out of time. John, you have part two on the spiritual warfare for us tomorrow for the live hour?
Yeah, Lord willing. I'm still putting it together.
All right, good. Well, I saw some of those graphics you sent. I'm looking forward to hearing your comments about those and seeing that. And so, folks, we will invite you to church tomorrow. You can come to church with us, and we cover it from A to Z, from early to late in the day. And so we do encourage you. Come, don't forsake the fellowship. You may be out there, and that man I talked to there in Southwest Texas, he said, "You know, we're just all alone out here." And I said, "Well, join us for church." That's one of the things that our pastor was led to do many years ago, was to do the live stream of the church services. And to put it out on shortwave, and to put it out on video, on the internet, to where people could, in their own homes, wherever they can have a computer, they can sit down and watch and join and partake of communion, and partake of fellowship, and partake of praise and worship and music to our Heavenly Father. And we are continuing that on. You can join us at scripturesforamerica.org, actually, 8:30 a.m. we'll start out with the good Lord willing, with a scriptural review of the news at 8:30 a.m. Mountain Time. That's 9:30 Central and 10:30 on the East Coast. And then that next full hour, we'll have a timeless truth pulpit from our pastor. We've been sharing the Jezebel series because that certainly has been applicable today and needed truths for today, because that Jezebel spirit has reared its ugly head in the national spotlight as well as in many local places as well. And so we've been sharing that with you. And then at 10 o'clock Mountain, 11 Central, and noon on the East Coast, if you join us, we'll have a live hour, a welcome, and John's in the middle of a Holy Spirit-inspired message on spiritual warfare. And the Bible tells us that's what we fight when we talk about that full armor of God, and all throughout the Bible, we fight that spiritual battle. And we're in the middle of that again. And so I'm looking forward to that. We hope that you'll join us. And then after that hour, we'll have the pastor's broadcast for a later hour. That'll help out those West Coast and Alaska people. But it allows our East Coast parishioners and congregation to have that message early. So again, join us for church. We encourage you to do so. We'd love to have you there. Well, men, thanks again. We'll go out with a song that the pastor sure liked, and we liked it as well. And we encourage you, folks, read your Bible. The Bible reading plan is up at the website, scripturesforamerica.org. If you consider yourself a Christian and you're not reading your Bible, how do you reconcile that? How do you bring that together? We're a Christian not just because of what we say, but it's because of what we do. And part of what we are to do is to be reading our Word. It's how God speaks to you. He will speak to you through His Word. He will teach you and train you through His Word. If you'll take the time to read His Word, He will. Guys, see you at church tomorrow.
Rolling, 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 shake high.
Ha! Ha!
Keep rolling, 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 though this country's stolen, keep on rolling over, snake high. Fast and free together, make them hell. And forever, knowing the King is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, head them off, move them out, head them off, big
eyes. Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, ride them out, ride them out, ride them more.
Big eyes. They're disapproving. Keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them. Just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating. Our King will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride. Keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them. Just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake high. My heart's calculating. Barking will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.